Over the course of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, we have the incredible privilege to take the Dalet Minim, the four species, the lulav, the esrog, the hadassim, and the aravos, the lulav, the palm branch, the esrog, the citron fruit, hadassim, myrtle branches, and aravos, willow branches. And on a basic level, the symbolism of these items is that they all require water in order to grow. Sukkos in Eretz Yisrael is the beginning of the rainy season. In Shmini Atzeres, we'll recite the Tefillah of Geshem, asking for a year of prosperous rainfall. For rain sustains us, rain gives us crops, rain gives us vegetation. And without it, society as a whole is bereft. So we take these items over the course of the Yom Tov of Sukkos as a form of prayer. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we take these minim, give us rainfall, and we will use that rainfall to serve you. Give us rainfall, we'll use those crops, we'll use that parnasa to become better, to build things, to build our community, to build ourselves, and to use all of our parnasa, all of our material gains, as a way of building a bridge between us and between you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Medrash relates that each of these items, the four species, each have a deeper symbolic meaning as well. Today I want to focus on two of them, the hadassim and the aravos. The Medrash says the aravos, the willow branches, represent the lips. The hadassim, the myrtle branches, represent the eyes. And it's interesting to note that we take two aravos, two willow branches, and three hadassim, three myrtle branches. And perhaps the symbolism is as follows. The aravos, the willow branches, which represent the lips. You know, how many times in life do we say something, and then we realize after we said it, I didn't mean to say it like that. So I make a statement, and then often I need another qualifying statement afterwards. Or I say something, and then I realize it's offensive, it's hurtful, and so I say, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like this. This is what I truly meant to say. The two aravos, the two willow branches, which represent, again, the mouth, represent that so many times in life we say something, and then I need to say a second something. There needs to be a follow-up speech, a follow-up dibor, follow-up words, follow-up sentence, in order to qualify that which I said the first time. And how much better served we would be in life if we thought more before we spoke. In order of Pam, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rashi Avtar Vedas, said something amazing. He said, you know what the worst word in the English language is? The worst word, whatchamacallit. It's because if you're saying whatchamacallit, it means that I have not properly thought through what it is that I want to say. And the reality is, I'm better off not opening my mouth until I know explicitly what it is that I want to say and how I want to say it. The two aravos, the two willow branches, teach us the nature of the human condition. So often I say something, I realize, oh gosh, I should not have said that, or I shouldn't have said it that way, or I shouldn't have said it to that person, and now comes the second willow branch. Now comes the second dibor, the second sentence, the second set of words to clarify that which I said. I didn't mean to say it to you, I didn't mean to say it like this. The aravos teach us, think before you speak. Don't require the second arava. How much better life would be, how much happier I would be, how much more shalom there would be in my life and in my family and with my marriage and with my children if I just thought through what I want to say before I actually say it. The two aravos represent the reality of the human condition, that too often we speak, didn't come out the way I wanted it to, or how I wanted it to, or to whom I wanted it to. And then comes the second arava, the clarification speech. But the goal in life is not to have two aravas. The goal in life is one myrtle branch, one set of lips, one dibor. Think before I speak, and then I'll be a much happier individual with a much better quality of life. The hadassim, the myrtle branches, represent the eyes. So why three hadassim? So perhaps what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to sensitize us to was the need to look, to relook, and to look a third time before passing judgment. So many times we see people, we see circumstances, we see things, and I think I've got it all figured out. I see you do X, or I see you say Y, or I see you act in a certain way, or I catch something that's happening in a distance, or I see two people talk, and I create a whole narrative. I create a whole narrative around what is going on in a circumstance that I'm not involved in. And comes along the hadassim and says, when you see something, okay, you see it, look at it again. Are you sure that what you think you are seeing is really what you are seeing? And then if you think you're sure a second time, by the way, look a third time, look another time. Because even after a second time of looking and analyzing a situation, maybe you don't have a full handle on everything that is going on. Before you pass judgment on any person, or before you come to conclusions about any set of circumstances, don't just look once, don't just look twice, look three times. And if after three times you're positive that what you've seen, you know the narrative, okay, you could act based on that. But chances are, if you take the time to look at a certain circumstance, a certain situation, or a certain person three times, your narrative will evolve each and every time you relook at the situation. Take the time to look at things. Take the time to look at people before you pass judgment about them. So as we take our lulav and esrog, these beautiful and simple hadassim and aravos teach us so many profound lessons. From our aravos we learn, don't be the kind of person who always has to say everything twice, meaning you say what you have to say the first time, and then the second time is the apology, and the second time is the clarification. Be precise with your words. Be clear with your words. Think before you speak. Measure before you speak. Think about the impact and ramifications of what you're going to say before you say it. And then you'll only need one arava, one set of lips, one utterance, one speech, one jirasha, one sentence to convey what it is that you want to mean. And our beautiful hadassim teach us that before you pass judgment on any person or any situation, don't just look the first time. A second time's not enough either. Give it three times to really make sure you know what you're looking at, you know whom you're looking at, before you rush to judgment. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good night.